Lesson 10. God will allow us to be tested. I started going to the cabin when I was 11. I have told you a little about the Campbells and how their cabin was a place where we could learn about God. It wasn't very long after they moved to the cabin that they found another place where we could learn about God, and that was a Bible camp in the Riding Mountain, just 4 miles from home. It was held in the summer holidays, and we really liked going there. There were special speakers there. Usually when I thought of going to camp, I thought of all the fun I was going to have, hiking in the mountains, playing ball, and meeting new friends. Often, though, by the time several days went by, I found that the speakers were so interesting, as they told the stories from the Bible, that I wanted to ask them questions about God and the Bible, and sometimes I missed some of the other fun things because getting my questions answered were more important. Something happened when I was 14, and it happened to my brothers too. Dad was a hard worker, and he missed his 4 boys when they went to camp for the week. Dad believed that all of us should learn to work, and he had worked for us all from the time we were able to go to school. There were things like hauling wood for the kitchen stove and the furnace in the wintertime. There were chickens to feed, eggs to gather, and cows to water because we pumped water by hand, as brothers were pumping the handle up and down 25 times, and then the next brother would have his turn doing it 25 times. We watered 100 cows a day this way, and some of those cows seem awfully thirsty. I mentioned that Dad missed us when we all went to camp for a week, and so he came up with an idea. He asked, "When do you have your Bible studies at camp?" We told him that they were in the morning, and in the afternoon we were allowed to play sports and go swimming. By the way, our camp wasn't by a lake, nor did it have a swimming pool. We were all loaded up in a big truck and taken to the lake several miles away for our swim. It was fun. What was Dad's big idea? He said he had lots of work that needed to be done and couldn't afford to give his 4 boys a whole week off at camp. You go to camp in the morning and then come home and work in the afternoon. In the morning for the Bible studies? Home in the afternoon and miss all the sports? Yes, when you could go back in the evening and hear the speaker, Dad said. Why would we have to do this when all the other campers were there all day? Because I have work that needs to be done, was Dad's reply. Would you rather belong to another family? How do you think we felt? What do you think we said and did? What would you have done? At first we felt we could think up reasons why this wasn't fair. Then we thought of what the Campbells taught us in the cabin and what God would want us to do. Children, obey your parents was one of their favorite verses from the Bible. The work that Dad wanted us to do was to spread out and walk up and down his fields picking a weed called mustard. It was a plant that, if allowed to grow in the field, would soon take it over. The mustard plant had yellow flowers, so it was easy to see. We would pick them and put them in a sack. Often it was hot in the afternoon. Sometimes there were mosquitoes. What do you know? While we're out in the field doing this, the truck with all the campers would go by. We knew where they were going. We would be feeling sorry for ourselves and be unhappy. Then we remembered something else we had learned in the cabin: when the Lord, whom the Lord loves, he disciplines or chastens. God was starting to show us that we needed to learn to work, not feel sorry for ourselves, not grumble and complain. When we asked God to forgive us, we had a new sense of joy. We didn't know it then, but found out later that there are many times in life when you can't just do what all you feel like. Life is not always a bowl of cherries, where you just pick and choose. Campbell's must have had some Friday nights when they could have done something else instead of inviting us in, but they chose to put first things first. We still enjoyed the camp in the morning and the evening, and work didn't kill us.